August 25, God's law is immutable. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Psalm 89:14. It is no wonder that transgressors of God's law at the present time will get as far from it as possible, for it condemns them. But those who hold that the Ten Commandments were abolished at the crucifixion of Christ are in a similar deception to that of the Jews. The position that the law of God is rigorous and unbearable casts contempt upon him who governs the universe in accordance with his holy precepts. A veil is over the hearts of those who hold this view in reading both the Old and New Testament. The penalty for the least transgression of that law is death, and but for Christ, the sinner's advocate, it would be similarly visited on every offender. Justice and mercy are blended. Christ and the law stand side by side. The law convicts the transgressor, and Christ pleads in the sinner's behalf. With the first advent of Christ, there was ushered in an era of greater light and glory, but it would indeed be sinful ingratitude to despise and ridicule the lesser light because a fuller and more glorious light had dawned. Those who despise the blessings and glory of the Jewish age are not prepared to be benefited by the preaching of the gospel. The brightness of the Father's glory and the excellence and perfection of his sacred law are only understood through the atonement made upon Calvary by his dear Son. But even the atonement loses its significance when the law of God is rejected. The law of Christ was a most perfect and thorough vindication of his Father's law, and his death attested its immutability. Christ did not, by bearing the sinner's guilt, release man from his obligation to obey the law. For if the law could have been changed or abolished, he need not have come to this world to suffer and die. The very fact that Christ died for its transgression attests the unchanging character of the Father's law. The Jews had departed from God and in their teaching had substituted their own traditions for the divine law. The life and teachings of Christ made plain and distinct the principles of this violated law. The heavenly host understood that the object of his mission was to exalt the Father's law and make it honorable and to justify its claims. Signs of the Times, August 25, 1887.